HXB, KK4RQS.
What's that?
Hello, fella, that sounds a lot better. As far as what's up, I believe the sky's up, the roof is up on top, and my antenna's up.
No, roger that. I was outside when you called earlier. Kind of unloading my Jeep. We getting together, a bunch of us are going to go do some safari-ing.
Roger on, getting off the main highway there. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What you got going on for the New Year's there?
I'm going to do some four-wheeling and enjoy company with my family.
Roger on, playing in the woods there with the family. That sounds like a load of fun. Yeah, I ain't got much really on the agenda myself other than go eat food with the family, maybe watch a little football. That ain't my particular cup of tea, but it's kind of fun to mess with the family and say, yep, y'all team probably going to get your butts kicked like it is last year. Oh, yeah, gotta love messing with them.
HXB Friday. Yeah, I'm not a sports person, so I'd rather be outside with the chickens and working in the garden I had sitting in front of a damn TV, pardon my French, watching a bunch of guys pat each other on the butt.
KI4LCI, I hadn't heard you in a long time.
Hey, you
are, and I don't know when.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my ham shack back up. I'm remodeling.
A lot of people ask about you, and I didn't know either about you. I heard John asking about you, and Jamie, he pretty much now up there at Chastity stays on the 145-19 machine now. And a lot of people thought you had passed away, and yeah, I heard you, Cody, down there too. I'm sure you hadn't heard him in a while either.
You know, I opened my family business back up, and I've been working 5, 6, 7 days a week for almost a year. Really don't have time to come in here and sit down and rag chew with you guys.
Way to be. You got to take a little time for yourself to play some radio.
But you know, business is business. I've been retired for 15 years, and I got bored.
Well, I sure didn't know you was back doing that again, but that explains everything.
Let me see how to word this. I'm not doing any advertisement, but, you know, I opened up my grandfather's company, Earl's Auto Electric Heating and AC in Greenville, South Carolina.
So you are into it now. Well, like I said, I've done forgot him now. Slap Town, it's been so long since I've heard him now. It's over there at BMW. He's practically, I think, giving up on you too.
Mac, you know, I've just been working hard, and I'm going to enjoy this little bit of slow time I got. And get back with my brothers.
Well, I'll shoot old Richard a text and let him know that you're still alive and kicking, just been busier than a buck-toothed beaver trying to chew a redwood.
A lot of people know, because a lot of people had thought that didn't know what had happened to him, including me, but I happen to be here, as I usually am, here scanning and heard him come in there, and I'll be doggone.
I'm here. I've been working on my I've been working on my fan dipole tonight. Got the spacers in it, and I'm going to try to hang it tomorrow.
We've been, two or three of us have been coaching one or two others around here for the past 2 or 3 months. Just got into this, and you probably know could help coach them too if you had time to get on here.
I've got time for our brothers. Yeah, if you want me to do something, just let me know. Give me a heads up.
Talking to them here just I guess, half hour ago, 45 minutes ago, KO4NUE Chad. He's been experimenting with all kinds of HF antennas and trying to find the right one that'll work just the way he wants it. And he's had some difficulties. For the moment, he went back up with what he first used, and for the time being, he's satisfied with it, but I think he would like more education.
Oh, Roger that. Do a reach out and see if he's listening. I'm sitting here, KK4HXB. Call him, see if he's out there. I'll be glad to talk to him.
I doubt that he is, because he said he was going to bed. He was give out and going to bed, but you need to get on here a little bit more. You do.
Getting ready to, Brother Andy, and I'm going to finish my ham shack up. I hope to get it finished up by the first of the week so I can get back on and start talking to those people in Russia and everywhere. But I'm back 100%, buddy. I'm here. And I missed you guys.
Sure to text. See, he's probably out there putting them wheels on them fine automobiles. But, hey, I tell you what happened to me earlier. I snagged me another repeater. I hit a repeater over in, what was it, Albany, South Carolina? I mean, South Carolina, Alabama, there earlier. And I'm still hitting it pretty good, so yeah, I got me another repeater nailed down about 200 miles away from here.
Beam, aren't you?
50 watts. Used to have a 200 watt amplifier, but I got rid of that thing. And in a way, I'm kind of regretting that I got rid of it, but on the other end of that spectrum, it was more or less just a foot warmer, so I don't know how I really feel about that thing. Considering it's more of a foot warmer than I've really used.
Judging from some of the stuff I've heard over the past 2 or 3 hours here on 2 meters tonight, I think we've got a few band openings tonight.
Heard the same thing.
So what it is there, and I got a Greenwood, South Carolina repeater saved in. Heck, and for all that goes, I got some emergency frequencies in the radio, and I think I picked a fire department from somewhere up in Tennessee.
I can't comment about much about that anymore. Most of them are done left analog, so I can't really tell you for sure because it's one of the few holdouts that hadn't left analog yet.
Down around here, I got 2 or 3 in Dawsonville. I've got White County Fire up here, Helen Fire. Who else? Haversham Fire and EMS. I got several of them down here that's still analog, but I might consider, haven't really decided, but I might consider coughing up some money from one of them fancy digital scanners. Don't know if it's worth it or not, but maybe one day.
KI4LZI5ID. If you're going to get a scanner, you better also get something that'll do something more than just analog. Because there ain't going to be much analog left to your saying another probably 5 or 10 years. And unfortunately, you've also got to contend with, if you get one that's too old, say 5 or 6 years old, they rebanded 800 megahertz. And I'm sure y'all heard me say this before, but this one I got over here, this BC785D, I bought it in 2004. And everything on it, even APCO 25 that was on 800 megahertz back then, is dead as a hammer. Because they rebanded 800 megahertz about 5 or 6 years ago. So if it's too old, you ain't going to hear nothing but what's left on analog.
Text, let me ask you a question, Cody. I've got to know Radio Shack Digital. Let me see.
Go there. Eh, I don't know.
Double?
I was asking Cody. I've got a radio digital scanner. It's a Radio Shack P106, I think that's what it is. And I'm trying to figure out a way to program it.
Roger. Well, I don't know how to help you there. But, you know, since you got all this free time on your hands, you better get studying and get that extra so you can join the club. Well, honestly, probably not too much, but it is, there is a lot more unique DX contact down there on the extra portion. And, of course, if you really want to get into it, you can also see your VE certification junk. If you want to get out and do all the, you know, exam stuff. But, yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff down there on the extra portion of the band. That's usually where I hang between, like, say, 40 meters. It'd be between 7160 to 7180 within that window, and I have pretty good luck catching stuff.
I've been hearing some others talk about here lately on 20 meters during the day down in the extra class part, there's been quite a bit of activity. And while I got the key down, it's close to 11 o'clock, so I got to go take some insulin. So y'all carry on, and you need to let some others know that you're back around. KI4LCI.
KK4HB. Well, get you some rest, and we'll talk tomorrow. I'm back up and running, so, you know, all you got to do is holler.
Well, since I ain't caught you on the old phone it's there, I guess I'll ask you here. I pretty much got a consistent answer from literally about every ham I've talked to, but what's your take on that whole COVID vaccine thing?
Medical scam, and go in and Google George Guidestones.
Well, that I was asking if you took it or not.
No. You know, if they come to me with a needle, somebody's going to get hurt.
Roger, Roger. Well, actually, I shouldn't technically say Abraham. Hate to say it, but old John took it, and he's like, yeah. Told me, said, oh, you really probably need to take it. I'm like, no. I just assume eat cow crap. But, yeah, but everyone else I've talked to is on page like me and you, Richard. It's on page, a buddy of mine over in Texas and Virginia. And it's actually really surprising how many hams are against that stuff.
It keeps getting lost. KK4HXB Friday. Well, you know, each is to their own. You know, if you want to take it, take it. I had one of my best friends took it on a Friday and died on a Saturday, and I had another best friend that took it, and in a month and a half he was dead. And I love these guys to death.
Story I'm hearing there, folks take it, and within short order, they either have a heart attack or blood clots go to the lungs or the brain or something like that. So, yep, ain't messing with that crap. That is for sure.
Now, the funny part about it is it's going to be interesting next year. It's going to be the interesting time of our life.
That's right. But, yeah. You know, one of these days, you got to get down here so we can have that eyeball to eyeball. I'm telling you. Need to round up the crew and get on down here.
Do that. I tell you what, you get Richard and John, you get the guys back up. You know, back a year or so ago or a little longer, we had a good thing going. KK4HXB Friday.
Park you over, though, that yonder like to hear it. Yep, I know. You know, it's kind of funny. I was telling my mom about that tonight at dinner. Maybe we was cleaning out her store. I said, yep. I said, used to have the redneck round table there. Yeah, good time. Get on at 10:30 at night. Shut her down about 2:30, something like that in the morning.
Shakespeare, my foot pedal just fell apart.
You should just stick to a standard microphone or get you one of them headsets like I got, the Heil Pro 7, just do a box control.
A Christmas present. You want my address?
Yeah, if I had that kind of money, if I had the money to do that all over again, yeah, I'd be more than happy to send one your way, but that's the only way I got my hands on one. But my mom bought it for me. It's kind of a two-part gift. Part birthday gift, part congratulations, you passed your extra exam.
After that, let's do a shout-out for Richard, John, Jack. Where are you guys at tonight? John in probably a year. KK4HXB Friday.
Talked to him back a few months ago or so, right before Thanksgiving. He didn't sound so good when I talked to him. He sounded real weak on the phone, so. You know, one of these days I think what I may end up having to do is just, if y'all can't get down here, what we may have to do is maybe, I get my parents to get me up there and we'll just meet up at his place and just do it there or something. I don't know.
All right, just let me know when.
Roger. Yep. We need to make that, we need to get on that crap fast considering he took it. I call it a legal lethal injection for what it is, that dang vaccine. Based on stuff I've seen around me there, but anyway. Yeah. Let's see what else we got going on. Yeah, that's what was funny. Yeah, I got a new neurologist, like I told you about that whole cluster of seizures that I had. I tell you something funny. I may have already told this, but I had an appointment right before Christmas Eve, but they canceled because he wasn't there, and they said, well, he can come in on the 10th of January. Or we can do a phone visit, video visit, whatever. Or we can do this. I just do the video thing because all he's going to do is talk anyway. He's not even going to draw blood or nothing. So that's what I'm going to do. But anyway, the nurse calls and tells me that. She's like, how you doing there, Cody? Is the medication working for you? And I said, look, why don't you ask me that after March 6th? And then I will give you an honest answer. Unless you see me in the hospital again, I will give you an honest answer after March 6th.
All right, listen, I got some phone calls coming in. I'm going to take care of them. KK4HXB, I'm going to kind of step out for a minute or two, get these phone calls taken care of.
So I just looked at the clock myself. I'm going to jump off here so I can hit the sack because had a nice long day today, so. Well, it's probably shut this whole dog and pony show down, hit the sack so I can get up in the morning, get some stuff done, and we'll shoot you a text tomorrow evening. If you want to, we can do this again. Probably just do it right here, so I ain't got to worry about the interference from the digital there.
Just hang loose. I'll be back in a minute. I'm just going to take care of a couple phone calls.
KK4RQO, be sitting here standing by.
Let's do a shout out. KK4HXB, anybody else wants to come in and rag you, feel free. We want to talk and have some fun.
Well, as I said, I'll just say hey to you guys this evening. I'm almost destinated. That's why I didn't chime in earlier in the conversation, but. Sounds like y'all are having a good conversation. I heard someone talking about going jeeping tomorrow, and I'm a little bit jealous because right now mine is two-wheel drive only. I've got to get a new front drive shaft before I can go do some jeeping myself.
Well, Roger that. We headed up to Gorgeous State Park and Bad Creek, and we gonna have a good time.
That was a whole lot of fun. That was actually one of the first places I went when I got a Jeep again, after not having one for a couple of years with Gorges, and that place is a whole lot of fun. Is it open year round or do they shut down for the season at some point?
This weekend's the last weekend.
That's not what I was thinking, because I know a lot of places shut down during the quote unquote winter months around here. Gotta find other places to go. Get in trouble, I guess, is the best way to put that. Me and the guys like to go up to Uari in there in North Carolina, but we weren't able to make it this year because it seems like everybody had something broken at some point or another.
You know, I've got two or three buddies, and we do a lot of overlanding. And, you know, I'm in the process of building me a trailer and putting me a rooftop tent on it. But, yeah, keep touch. You know, you're welcome.
I'm hoping I can go scour some parks tomorrow. I'm trying to get some folks together to go and, well, I say Jeep park shopping. What I mean is go to the junkyard and try to find some parts, because I need a drive shaft, I need a seat track, I need a cruise control module or a cruise control actuator. I got a list of things I need to pick up to get this thing, this one, and I've got another one that I'm about to try to sell, get the two of them ready to go.
Oh, take my phone number down and give me a call in about 2 minutes. 864-982-5694. I think I might be able to help you. 5694?
982-9654. Good deal. Yeah, I'll give you a shout. I don't know if it'll be here directly just because I'm pulling into the house. I got a few things to take care of, but could I potentially give you a call in the morning?
85694 with the area code 864. Yeah, call me. I'm, you know, I'll help you any way I can.
Good. Your call was what again? KK4HXB?
Roger that.
Well, I will definitely give you a shout at some point because, I'm always looking for stuff to fix these old Jeeps up. I'm more of a fan of the older stuff that you can, and I say older, I mean, you know, 20 years. This one I'm in right now is an 01. But the older stuff that I can actually work on and, you know, wrench on myself rather than have to have someone else work on it. But anyway, I'm going to jump off here. Got to run in the house and take care of a few things this evening. But I'll definitely give you a shout and we can get hooked up. KK4HXB, KK4LAZ, appreciate it.
Oh, one other thing. I own Earl's All Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. And, you know, I've been working on cars 50 years.
Okay. Well, it's always good to have more resources out there. You say you do heating and air conditioning? Of a Jeep, you know, at some point the heat of the AC is going to go out, so I'll definitely need to get a hold of you at that point.
I just put a heater core in my Wrangler. Oh, that was an all-day job.
It's going to be tore out, I'm sure. I got to figure out why my heat doesn't want to blow super hot in this Grand Cherokee, because I just replaced the thermostat, and I've got good temps on the dashboard, and I've got a reader that's telling me that I'm, you know, sitting right where it's supposed to be as far as temperature goes, but all I ever get is lukewarm air, so I'm thinking either I got a bad blend door or I have a clogged heater core, so I might be there myself pretty soon. I'm going to say 7-3s because I got to jump out, but I appreciate all the info, and I'll be giving you a shout. KK4LAZ, clear on your final.
KK4, be monitoring.
Gerald, I tell you, if you went so far up the road, and I wouldn't paint on the Kubota right now, I tell you, I'd probably look into getting one of those Mahindra rockers and build that sucker up. I don't know much about Mahindras, but that thing looks like it could hold its own pretty good.
QO, kick it for you. Check to me. Where you at, Cody?
Sitting here looking like this. Don, if you caught that last transmission, I'd be right there, but I tell you, if you went so far up the road, and I wouldn't pay out the boat, I'd probably buy one of them Mahindra rockers and build that sucker out.
I'm sitting here trying to adjust my modulation because it was real sensitive and evidently I hit it and it knocked the frequency off.
Roger on that. But, yeah, I may seriously have to look into one of them little suckers because other than I was actually going to buy one of them things instead of the Kubota at one time, but the problem was it had no storage space as far as what I needed hauling hay and, you know, the junk around the yard. I'd have to pull a trailer, which kind of defeats the purpose of what I need to do around here. The little thing, I like the way they're built. Just link it to the cable. That's it. No electronics.
Sure. Yeah, keep away from electronics.
For sure. Been there, done that, bought that t-shirt, don't want it again. But, yeah, the thing that really fascinates me about it is the, I remember the three-cylinder or four-cylinder diesel that's in that little sucker, turbocharged. And, I've heard of some guys modifying them, getting, cranking out, I think they're like 50 or 60 horsepower out of the box, and I've heard of some guys going in and bypassing this, that, and the other, and getting anywhere between 100 to 180 horsepower out of that little sucker.
Cool. What you guys doing on the farm this year? What are you guys planting? Because I might want to come buy some stuff.
Plant nothing here. We raise cattle.
Is the price of one butchered going for this damn time?
Yeah, I have no idea. I usually don't keep up with the dollars and cents there. I'm the one that bush hogs, check fences, and keeps hay out there. I can tell you, if you want a live one, minimum $4,000, up to about $8,000, $9,000.
Under a cow?
Live cow. That is a cow that's alive out grazing in the field.
So if I brought my cow to your processor, grazed cow, and wanted you butchered, you tell him it's going to cost $8,000?
Yeah, these are little miniatures. These are little bitty milk cows. They're kind of a niche breed. Like, say, a standard milk cow takes you 2 acres per cow. These suckers probably do about an acre, maybe half acre to an acre per cow.
4-HXB for ID. No, I'm not talking about what they selling for. What is the price on butchering?
Like I said, I don't know. I mean, I can do some digging around, but I don't know. Because like I said, I don't keep up with that end of the business. But I'll do some digging around to let you know.
Glad, yeah. Just do some research for me and let me know. Need to put some meat in the freezer for the winter.
Roger. Yeah, we'll let you know. And as soon as I find something out, I'll get back with you or text you something or something like that. I'll get back with you either way once I find something out.
Oh, Roger that. KK4HXP Friday. We'll do a shout out for anybody that wants to come in.
Roger, hey, come on. Join the ranks, you there, KK4RQ. For those out yonder like to hear, let's keep that old repeater heated up and running right.
KK4HXP. Cody, I think I'm going to call it tonight. I got a long day tomorrow. From here on out, when you call, I'll answer your phone calls, and if you guys holler for me on the radio, I will answer your call.
I'll let Richard know that when I talk to him. Maybe I'll get a hold of him sometime tomorrow, or he can get a hold of him. Maybe he won't be asleep. You know, I don't remember if he's working for BMW or something like that, but he's throwing wheels on the cars or bolting engines together, doing something over there at the car assembly plant. But we'll go ahead and let you go. And like I said, I'll get a hold of him, and I'll try and get a hold of John tomorrow. So y'all need to get your radios and at least jump in and say hello, if nothing else.
Oh, Roger that. Have a happy new year. Tell the family. Tell Mama I want some cornbread and collard greens. I made some mean collard greens yesterday. Tell Mama I want some pinto beans and cornbread. And anytime, call me, let me know.
On that, will do. All right, we'll go ahead and let you go there. It's KK4RQ. I'll be clear on yours.
KK4HXB. I'll be clear and monitoring.
4RRM.